Carrie's couch today is a extremely, I think extra is the word I'm looking for. It's an extremely exciting one for me. This human being is my Instagram spirit animal. I have never in my life been so entertained by Instagram stories as I have by watching Kaya Dlala, his Insta Live.
Yeah.
And welcoming you to Kerry's couch this morning, Kaya Dlala. Hello, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me,
Kerry. I should say, siya kwamukela emsakazweni East Coast.
Okay, all right. Ngiyabonga.
For someone who doesn't know Kaya, as quickly as you could wrap up, if you had to put who you are on a t-shirt, what would it be?
Wow. Kaya's situation, grew up in a township, born and bred there. I had international dreams and I pursued them. I traveled the world, performing on stages all over, and then finally decided to come back to SA and settle down and give the magic I've been giving people overseas in SA.
Which township were you born in?
I was born in Umlazi.
In Umlazi, okay, so eThekwini born and based.
Mm-hmm.
Then when was it that you realized you had this passion that you wanted to entertain?
So here's the catch. I've been in the business for about 20 years now, because I started out as a trained ballerina.
Jacketti or R.A.D.?
R.A.D.
Okay.
So I did that, and then attended classes as well for drama. This was just the thing my parents did just to keep me busy. They were not passionate about it. They were not trying to be passionate. I was just an extra kid that they couldn't handle. They couldn't do stuff with me around. Yeah. So they were like, okay, let's just put him somewhere. And I was always the last one to be picked up at the dance classes or the drama classes. I'm always the last one to be dropped.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, literally, they would sometimes forget I'm there.
Oh, my God. So now, 6 years old, I know that you graduate your ballet class.
You know what I mean.
And then was it 8 years old that you did
my first show, and it was after, because at the school I was in, you keep graduating levels. So when I was 8, it was my final graduation. I was reciting a monologue.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a little dance piece as well as a, we did a group choral verse as well.
Yeah.
So there's a producer in the audience who was literally sitting there, and they come to me, and every child's parents are here, mine are not. This producer comes to me, he's like, where are your parents? I'm like, they're going to pick me up. And they were like, okay, so they were not here. I'm like, no. He's like, oh, okay. Wow, well done though, you did very well. I'd like to speak to your parents. So the principal of the school stayed behind to wait. And this amazing producer was also sitting there. He's like, so do your parents normally fetch you late? I'm like, yeah. Well, sometimes they forget me and, you know, they get a call to be reminded. But they were like, okay, cool. They arrive and they're literally not even stepping out the car. They'll be like, okay, come in, let's go. I'm like, oh, wait. Mom, they want to speak to you guys. They get off the car. It's like, okay, is this your son? Yeah. So they have this very private conversation. They complete everything. They take each other's cell phone numbers. It was kind of a big deal.
The parents have sold you.
Yeah. Like, I get in the car. The first thing they say is, what do you do here? Like, what do you, you know what I mean? Because now, every time they come to pick me up, every other parent is waving and saying, your child's a star. Your child's a star.
And they don't know what you're doing.
And they're
there.
Like, what do you do? Tell me. Like, put me through the day. When you get here, when you land, what do you say? What do you sing? What do you guys do? And I do a recite. They'll be like, oh, okay.
That's they weren't impressed.
They were not trying to. Like, it is not part of the street.
Keeping you humble.
You know what I mean? So it's like, okay. So apparently you have rehearsals next week. I'm like, what? Yes, there's a show. They were looking for a kid that can memorize lines and also perform at the same time, because the kid has got a lot of lines. So we do the show. The show gets off, and the show gets ridiculous ratings, full house every day. And it was a show of adults. I was the only kid in the show.
Can we get a little bit personal?
Sure.
So you're 29, right?
Yeah.
We've spoken how we don't like the word labels, and I've read up before that you never actually ever had to come out the closet to your family, you know. When was the first time, if you ever have, do you remember, the first time that you ever outwardly said, I am gay?
I don't remember. I don't think I've ever had to do it. Your son's a ballerina, honey.
Yeah.
When are we having this discussion again? I mean, my father did actions. to try and mold me on another route.
Okay.
He didn't say stuff. He was not mean about things. He would literally just sign me up to a soccer team.
Okay.
Like, so you like sports, right?
Yeah,
I'm a swimmer. So Dad's like, I've signed you up for a soccer team. It's an amazing soccer team. And I'm like, I don't do soccer. I play hockey. I swim, athletics. I dance. I don't like soccer. I don't do rugby. I would watch. I mean, they were all cute.
You know.
No, honey, I'm not in the field.
As a 36-year-old woman, I still struggle to decide my style. I still struggle to decide what I'm going to represent, how I'm going to represent, etc.
Yeah.
When did you decide, or can you remember the first time that you walked out of the house in a more feminine style? I don't want to say in women's clothing, because I feel like clothing these days are very mixed anyway.
It's so weird that a lot of people, even girls, come to me and ask for some of the things I'm wearing, and it's on menswear. And what I always say is that fashion is bought, style is what you do with the fashion. I understand it's everything to do with identity.
Kaya,
mm-hmm.
Do you ever wish you had been born a woman?
No. I never wish for anything that is not me. Like, I would never change the shape of my nose, the shape of my... I would never change anything about me because I look like this for a reason.
Okay.
I look like this for a purpose.
So if I said to you right now, as a gift, for coming in to Kerry's couch,
mm-hmm.
I have a fully paid for, with the best surgeon in the world, boob job for you. Would you take it?
No, I'd take that money and feed the hungry.
When it comes to your private life, do you have a partner?
Yes, I do.
Feminine males? Are they more masculine males?
Weird enough, I've never dated anyone who's dated men before.
Okay, so you go for men?
I don't even go for them. I've never asked anyone out.
What? How do you
It's ridiculous.
Do that?
I've never.
So these men who've never even considered looking at another man before, you somehow have this witchcraft over them that they...
I don't know what it's called, because it's so weird. Some of them start a conversation where we're all buddy or pal. I'm friends with everyone and every type of kind of person. It's so weird.
If you don't know Kai, and we'll definitely have photos up on ecr.co.za,
you know what I mean?
Have you ever had a man feel like he's falling in love with you, and because that in the back of his mind, he's like, but I'm not gay.
Yes.
Have you had that before?
Probably 70% of the time.
And again, any question you don't want to answer, you don't have to answer. You know
sure.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows Jim comes with these ridiculous stereotypes and Jim. How was the reaction of other men in the change room to you at gym?
This is the catch. I do go in, but I don't necessarily use the facilities. I'm highly OCD, so any public toilet situation, I don't use. I used to take a taxi from Durban North going to town, and I'd jump off at the workshop. There'll be a pool table there with a group of about 40 men. Every time when I pass there, they whistle, they say all these comments and all these things. It's so weird how I gave them exactly what they wanted. I'd strut and shake my booty like I've never done it before. Because you know what's the most amazing thing that was such a confirmation of me being great? I stopped 40 men from playing a game to notice me.
Ah.
I'm doing something good. A dog would never bark at a stationary car, honey.
Oh, I love that.
So I'm moving and they're barking. We like.
Kaya, I cannot tell you, it has been an absolute...
You have been
a sparkle for me today.
I love
Thank you so much. And I just want to tell you, I love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.